Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Gary's signaling that he wants to say something before I introduce our next guest. What's up, G?
It's Bob McGinn.
It is. It's Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com.
I just want to tell Bob that so this weekend it was Alumni Weekend, and Bob's name came up a bunch of some of the guys, And a lot of guys, Bob, they just wanted to reach out and say, Gary, can you tell Bob hello? And that those names are Ron Hallstrom, Ezra Johnson,
wow,
Tiger Green,
wow,
Perry Kemp,
wow,
and Virgil Knight.
How's that for a blast from the past, Bob?
You know, all those guys I dealt with, you know, so extensively for so many years, and then they just kind of leave Green Bay and and I never see him again, you know? That's great to hear, Gary. Thanks.
Yeah, your name came up. They all said, you tell Bob hello. I said, I will.
I appreciate it.
And Bob has been on the Packers beat longer than anybody, so it makes sense, Gary, that all those guys would want to say hello to Bob. And let me say hello to Bob. Bob, how are you? Welcome into the Wendy's Big Show for another season. Glad to have you.
Doing great. Yep, glad to be back. Thank you.
What was running through your head in the first half of Sunday night's game? Were you panicking the way that much of Packer Nation was panicking at that point?
Yeah. I thought of that 49er playoff game, and what year was that, 2011 or 12? All I remember is I was on horrible deadline at Candlestick Park, and, I mean, they couldn't stop Kaepernick, and their defense was really good, and it was just overwhelming that moment, and it was kind of like that early part of that Bear game. The pass rush was just there appeared to be no answer for it. And, you know, what Nagy was doing on offense was cutting-edge good.
You know, when we talk about this whole Packers defense and what it was going to look like leading out of preseason into this, and all the players were so excited. Oh, wait till you see it. Wait till you see it. You're going to be so impressed. Oh, wait till you see it. We're always going to have a free guy coming. Just wait. Okay. And I stated last Friday that, hey, man, you don't know what the Bears are going to bring either, so there's going to be a feeling-out process to a certain degree on this Packers defense, trying to figure out what the Bears are doing more so than the other way around. What you saw of this defense from the Green Bay Packers, what stands out as different to you from this defense compared to, say, Dom Capers' defense?
Well, the use of the proliferation of defensive backs, you know, there were seven, I think there was eight on the field at a time. You know, he only used one defensive lineman on 13 snaps. Man, Capers never did that. One 300-pounder. He hardly blitzed at all. I think it was 6.5%. Three five-man pressures the entire game out of about 45 dropbacks by the Bears. So those are the main things.
And I think when you start looking at this defense, if you look at the Gilbert kid that they brought in as a outside linebacker, how has he improved his game, and what was he coming out of college?
He was a down lineman. He played defensive end, Gary, a down guy, and a 3-3-5 base nickel defense for Arizona. I think that's Rich Rodriguez, I think, was there then. Yeah. And so then he came to Green Bay, but he didn't run a good 40, and he was too small to play down in the NFL. But his 40 wasn't good either, so he was a free agent. And he began the conversion process in Green Bay, and it was a problem that rookie year, as you knew it would, and he got cut and was on the practice squad. And he looked a lot better last summer after an entire offseason. Again, got cut, practice squad, should have been activated long before the last 2 weeks like he was.
If you look at the Packers defense just staying over there, they've got a lot of young talent, especially in the defensive back. Maybe you're thinking the reason why he's leaning that way, because is that the strong suit besides the linebackers?
Well, I like the defensive tackles, Gary, those big guys, you know. I mean, Clark is having really off to a tremendous start, and Mike Daniels has been hurt, but we know he's a proven commodity. And then, you know, Wilkerson was okay in this game. And you got Lowry, who's really a good four. So I like the D-line. And then there's certainly talented cornerback, too. Not so much safety, but cornerback, I'd say.
Talking with Bob McGinn of Bob McGinn Football here on the Wendy's Big Show. Bob, we saw, obviously, how the offense changed in the second half with Aaron Rodgers not having the mobility we're used to seeing him have. Do you feel like that Packers offense might be better off if that was just how it operated regularly and it didn't take an Aaron Rodgers knee injury for that to happen, just that shotgun, pistol, quick strike type of offense with Aaron Rodgers behind the center?
Very few teams have ever tried that. You know, they think they cannot do that in the NFL. I mean, maybe you're right. McCarthy, you know, has said that's the best thing they do. And I think he's right. They can gain yards at any time. They've done it his entire tenure here. All this short stuff, they know how to do it, man. They're masters of that dink and dunk stuff, and they can move the ball. When they get behind, I mean, they almost never get blown out because they can always score a bunch of points with this kind of stuff. I mean, I don't really enjoy watching it that much. I don't know about you guys, but, I mean, it's not real football in the way what I consider to be, but they're pretty effective at it. Can they do it for a full game? I don't know.
Let's talk about Jimmy Graham a little bit. I mean, this is the new shiny toy that Aaron Rodgers was going to get a chance to play with, and we were all expecting something more than, I guess, what you got out of him at the end of the day. And then I saw this earlier today. Dating back to last season, Jimmy Graham has three catches or fewer in seven straight games, the longest streak of his career. Is this more to do with Jimmy Graham of how he was in Seattle and now game one in Green Bay, or is there something else at work?
I think it's kind of the way the Bears played him. I'm guessing that Vic Fangio, they read all the reports up here about this was going to be his favorite target, especially in the middle of the field and in the red zone. And I think they just vowed not to let him beat the Bears. They were chucking him all the time. They would take Leonard Floyd right out of the rush, have him, you know, I mean, pound on Graham. Others were doing the same thing, and then Floyd would join the rush late. They just I think there was a lot of attention paid to Graham by the Bears. I think that's really the reason. He's going to catch a lot of balls.
Moving forward, just say if that is the MO of how people want to attack the Green Bay Packers. Geronimo Allison, can he keep up what he did on Sunday night?
He was really good, Gary. Yeah. Man, he's catching the ball in his hands, you know, away from the frame of that body. Very impressive. Can he do it? He hasn't been able to do it, you know, in the past. I don't know, but it was certainly a great start for him, Gary.
Your thought real quick. They let Jordy Nelson go. We haven't talked to you. And it felt like it was either Jordy or Randall Cobb that they let go. Did you have a problem with that?
No, I thought Cobb had more left than Jordy. Now, I didn't see the game last night. I was working. I don't know how Jordy looked at all, but I just think, you know, Cobb is 4 years younger and just has more left in his legs. Maybe not a lot, but he certainly started out great.
Bob, last one for you, and we're going to ask our listeners the same question right after we hang up with you. I was reading this morning, a guy whose football acumen I respect almost as much as yours, and that's Peter King, now with NBC Sports. He ranked Sunday night as the greatest game Aaron Rodgers has ever played, all the factors considered. Where does it rank for you? Is it at the top? Is it near the top, given all the circumstances that went into it?
No, I don't even think it's close.
Really?
The Super Bowl, he was fantastic.
Yeah,
a great defense. Those balls down the middle. I mean, Aaron didn't play very good the first four series in this game. I mean, we can't. And that defense really died. They ran out of gas. Akeem Hicks was just standing at the line of scrimmage almost the entire second half. I think Mack kind of ran out of gas. I mean, I think you could name 15 games if I went through the book thinking, oh, he had a bunch of five football games, 4.5. No, it's not even close to that. I love Peter, but that's a crazy reaction. Come on.
Bob, appreciate the time and look forward to visiting with you every Tuesday throughout the football season. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
That's Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com. He is still quick with that hang-up, man. I can't get him. Yeah. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.